Now, Shulamit had grown up in an Orthodox home and was still Orthodox herself, but throughout her 20s, as the rules around the Kotel began to take shape, it became more and more complicated for her to find her place there. Her wall stopped being an instant portal to spiritual and religious bliss. She found it almost impossible to hear a service, let alone participate in one.
And I went there once, and there was a bar mitzvah. And the mother of the bar mitzvah boy was straining to see and to hear. And it was a scene of terrible degradation. She was on tiptoe, and she had her neck straight up and her head thrown back, trying to see. I don't know if she could hear anything. It was her son. It was her child. She raised him for 9 months inside her body and then raised him for 13 years. It was horrible to see.
For a while, Shulamit had been struggling with the way mainstream Orthodox Judaism treated women. But seeing that woman straining to observe her own son's bar mitzvah at Judaism's holiest site, that was more than she could stomach.
And the combination of feeling connected to that place and feeling degraded there as a woman was too much. It's like the definition of an abusive relationship. And I decided, you know, this is too awful. I can't do this.
Shulamit stopped going to the Kotel. Her Kotel. Altogether.